Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnin M. Hangsing. Chief Engineer Construction NFR Guwahati N. Brahma said that the construction for the upgradation of Dimapur Railway Station into a world-class facility that has been delayed for some time due to land-related issues is all set to start off from the first week of March 2025. The officials from Northeast Frontier Railway, Dimapur District Administration, Nagaland Transport officials along with the civil societies had a closed-door coordination meeting yesterday at Dimapur DC's Conference Hall where they deliberated on the redevelopment of Dimapur Railway Station. The Dimapur Railway Station in Nagaland has been selected under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme to develop into a world-class station. Despite the allocation of ₹283 crore by the centre, the execution of work has been delayed due to land encroachment issues. He urged upon all to support and cooperate with the state government and the railways, stating that no development can take place without the support from the local people. He said the work for double railway track between Lumding to Furkating via Dimapur has also been sanctioned. The Northeast Frontier Railway will be taking up both the construction work simultaneously to develop the Dimapur Railway Station. Ex-Servicemen Contributory Health Scheme ECHS Polyclinic Kohima under the aegis of Station Headquarters Jakhama organized an engaging, informative and interaction session with the ex-servicemen fraternity of Kohima and adjoining areas yesterday. A press release from ProDefence said that the event was organized to spread awareness about the comprehensive healthcare options available under ECHS initiative. An informative lecture on eSehat application was conducted by Dr. M. Seye, Medical Officer Polyclinic Kohima, whereas an introduction about the SPARSH application was covered by the Officer in Charge ECHS Station Cell Jakhama. The event concluded with an assurance to continue improving and expanding services for ex-servicemen and their families. At least 30 people lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident that took place at the Sangam Ghat in Mahakumbh, Prayagraj yesterday. Addressing a press conference, DIG Kumbh Mela Vaibhav Krishna said the incident occurred between 1 and 2 a.m. when a huge crowd gathered on the Akhara route and the barricades were broken. He added that the administration quickly enforced the rescue operation after the incident, created a green corridor for ambulances and transported the injured to hospitals.
महाकुंभ प्रयागराज में मौनी अमावस्या का मुख्य स्नान पर्व था. इसमें ब्रह्म मुहूर्त से पूर्व प्रातः 1 बजे से 2 बजे के मध्य मेला क्षेत्र में अखाड़ा मार्ग पर भारी भीड़ का दबाव बना और इस भीड़ के दबाव के कारण दूसरी ओर के बैरिकेड्स टूट गए और भीड़ के लोग बैरिकेड्स बांधकर दूसरी तरफ ब्रह्म मुहूर्त के स्नान का इंतजार कर रहे श्रद्धालुओं को कुचलना शुरू कर दिया. यद्यपि प्रशासन ने तत्काल राहत और बचाव कार्य करते हुए ग्रीन कॉरिडोर बनाया और एम्बुलेंस के माध्यम से लगभग 90 घायलों को अस्पताल तक पहुंचाया, परंतु इसमें से दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण तरीके से 30 श्रद्धालुओं की दुखद मृत्यु हो गई है.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a judicial inquiry into the incident. He also announced financial assistance of 25 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased who have lost their lives in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian Space Research Organisation ISRO on the historic 100th launch. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This incredible milestone illustrates the vision, dedication and commitment of nation scientists and engineers." He said that with the private sector joining hands, the country's space journey will continue to attain new heights. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on February 1. People are expecting that this budget will see improvements and incentives in various sectors, as well as boosting the economy and providing relief to the public. To know the expectations of the people before the budget, Akashvani News talked to a cross-section of people from different areas. A farmer Jaswant Singh says,
सरकार दो बजट पेश करने को जा रही है. हमें उम्मीद है इसमें सरकार कृषि यंत्र हैं उन पर सब्सिडी और ज्यादा बढ़ाए और इससे ऊपर से जीएसटी जो लगी हुई है वो हटा दे और जो किसान सम्मान निधि है उसको सरकार बढ़ाए ताकि किसान को वारे के टाइम किसी प्रकार की दिक्कत न आए और खाद बीज में पूरी सब्सिडी दी जाए ताकि किसान और खुशहाल हो सके.
While women have expressed hope that kitchen items like flour, pulses, etc. would be made cheaper. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.